email ray@rte.ie. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Now, 5 on 5, 5 on ray@rte.ie. Let's turn to the Dublin New York portal again. Changes to the way the portal operates are now in effect. After Dublin City Council, as you will know, said there had been inappropriate behaviour in front of the live video link on North Errol Street and O'Connell Street. That's where it's located. And there's talk now about technical solutions to deal with the issues. Let's find out more. Nicholas Klaus is head of partnerships with portals.org, and they're the company who built the portal for Dublin City Council. Good afternoon again, Nicholas. Thanks for taking our call.
Hi, Ray. It's great to be here.
Yeah. So it's back up running again, is it, Nicholas?
Yes, it's back up running since 8 a.m. Irish time.
This morning, yes. So that's good news. And these technical solutions, what are they exactly?
You know, we're building in the open, so we're also adjusting on the go. It's live 24/7 and a very visible project. So at times we interfere, we make updates, we adjust. So this is a part of the process.
Yeah, so our understanding here in RTE is that the changes to the system will mean any images held up to the camera on the portal will not be visible at the New York end. Is that possible to do technically?
Yeah, you know, so the purpose of the project is to open a window so people can freely meet above borders and across cultures. But just by the law of large numbers, I believe there have been over 50,000 visitors. And indeed, if there has been some, you know, up close imagery, holding of things to the camera. So this is something that, we would like to mitigate.
Yeah. So there's been mooning. You can't do much about that. But there have been images of porn held up on cameras, camera phones. Also, images of the Twin Towers in flames been held up on the Dublin side, which must be very upsetting for people seeing that on the New York side. And I know that this is the second set of portals that since 2021, there's been one in Lublin in Poland and Vilnius in Lithuania. How's that been going?
Yeah, they launched in 2021. So the project just had a 3 years anniversary. They became a permanent part of the cities, and there have been no negative incidents that I am aware of. But what should also be added here is that the traffic that you have in Dublin and New York is magnitudes larger than what we've had in Vilnius and Lublin. So, you know, just by the law of large numbers, you will have some things happening. There's a very broad spectrum of things that happen. And I would say that the overwhelming majority has been of interactions has been really positive and creative.
Yeah, Dublin City Council have said that a minority of people have been involved in antisocial behaviour, and this has been exasperated and magnified by social media. You've been monitoring the amount of mentions on social media that the Dublin New York portal has got. So what can you tell us on that?
Yeah, it's been really like that. So 99% plus of the interactions are extremely positive. And as you said, just the nature of social media is such that anything interesting that happens is massively amplified. But, it's meant to be, it is a collective performance artwork. And we invite people to visit the portals in person and to become part of the artwork.
It's getting a lot of attention all over the world. And you've been, as I say, monitoring the number of impressions about it on social media. What are the numbers there?
Yeah, we had high expectations because we already knew how successful in terms of awareness the Lublin and Vilnius portals have been. But the reactions of the Dublin and New York portals have been quite overwhelming. So we were just informed by the tourism agency of Vilnius that we crossed over a billion impressions on socials within 5 days from the opening. So it's been, it's been quite a different dimension.
So is that a measure of success for the installation?
I think success depends on, you know, who's judging that. For us, it's an artwork it's a performance artwork, and everyone who's visiting is being part of that. And it's certainly fascinating to see the kind of interest.
And Nicholas, who do you think is responsible for the offence caused by people sharing images, say, for example, of the Twin Towers in flames?
Well, I would say the parties are part of the public space, and I think as such they should be regulated like everything else that's happening, any activity that's happening in the public space.
Mm. Were you or your company involved in the choice of location for the Dublin side of the portal?
I think there have been a few options that that were discussed. So we've been somewhat involved, but ultimately the location on North Bell Street was sort of a collective decision.
And can you just share with us what considerations would have been discussed in the choosing of the location?
So one consideration was that we were looking for a space that is quite open. So if you look into the portal, that you have a scenic view, and also if you stand in front of the portal and you take pictures, that you also have an open area behind it. And in the nature of Dublin, of course, is that you have a lot of more closed up areas, and what we have on North Earl Street just seemed suitable.
I wonder, was there canvassing by anybody to get it in a certain location?
I'm not aware of that consideration.
It's understood. Well, we've been told that the portal in New York has security, but the Dublin portal doesn't. Are you aware of that?
Yes, there has been some security on the New York side. I think there has also been police presence to some extent on the Dublin side.
Mm. I wonder, is it a waste of guard of time? They could be doing other stuff. So you told us when we spoke to you on Wednesday that the plan is to have it there for 6 months. Has that changed in the last 5 days, that plan?
Yeah, that's indeed the plan. So it's a 6 month pilot project, and the plan is to evaluate as we go.
Mm. And just before I let you go, Nicholas, just so I'm clear in my head, you would have technology available to you that could block video images being sent from Dublin to New York. Is that correct?
We're looking into a few different ideas. I think it's too early to comment on those yet, but we're quite optimistic that we can make some good implementation soon.
Yeah. And you're hopeful that it's going to stay there for the full 6 months and maybe beyond?
Absolutely. We're optimistic, and I think the vast majority of interactions, again, and the feedback, it's a bit wild, of course, but I think it's overall quite positively received.
And is wild part of it, if it's a work of art, is that part of it?
I mean, I would say art is what moves you, and maybe also what makes you question reality to some extent. So I think it's all part of the artwork, yeah.
Okay. That's Nicholas Klaus from portals.org. They're responsible for the installation of the portal on North Earl Street and O'Connell Street, which links Dublin to New York. Thanks, Nicholas. Thanks for your time.
Thanks so much.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.